Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi survived an assassination attempt in New Delhi today. The assailant fired a succession of shots at Gandhi, who was attending a Hindu prayer service with his wife and Indian President Zail Singh. Official sources have called the incident a major security lapse. Witnesses say Gandhi told security guards two times he had heard gunshots. The security forces reportedly dismissed the noise as motorcycle backfire. It was over half an hour later that police finally surrounded and captured the gunman. Six people were injured during the arrest. The BBC's Humphrey Hawksley reports.
An official statement from the Home Ministry said that those police officials who were directly responsible for the security arrangements for Mr. Gandhi had been suspended from duty. Senior officials in the ministry say that a top-level investigation is underway to determine why the security around the Prime Minister, who's meant to be one of the most closely protected government leaders in the world, collapsed, and how a gunman armed with an illegally manufactured revolver broke through the security cordon undetected to get within a few feet of the Prime Minister. Police say the gunman, who's in his 20s, may even have fired at Mr. Gandhi and his party as they were approaching the area to commemorate the birthday of the independence leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was cremated there. The area was searched immediately, but security men failed to spot the gunman, who was hiding on top of a concrete shelter hidden among thick green vines. The man opened fire again when Mr. Gandhi was leaving half an hour later. But when he was spotted, eyewitnesses say he threw up his arms and shouted in Hindi, "I surrender." Police say he's not connected with any terrorist organization, nor is he part of the Sikh movement which murdered Mr. Gandhi's mother, Indira, 2 years ago. Humphrey Hawksley, BBC, Delhi.